Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We've been talking about the good news that we have been seeing come out of COVID news. For one of them, we talked with Mark Remillard last hour. Merck is going to help make Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine. That's fantastic news. Administration officials confirmed that earlier today. The state of Texas is going to lift its mask mandate. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. That's all good news because Governor Greg Abbott says the time is now. The good news yesterday that Governor Newsom had come up with a plan with state lawmakers to reopen a bunch of schools in the coming weeks was hit with a giant bucket of cold water when the head of the LA Teachers Union said the plan is, quote, a recipe for propagating structural racism.
Terrible sight this morning out of El Centro, just being called simply horrifying. At least a dozen people died in this wreck there in Imperial County. Alex Stone joins us with the details. Alex, what went down here?
Well, guys, this has been fluid all day. It originally came in as a big rig versus a bus. And just based on the numbers of the number of people dead, that it seemed like that was probably what it was. Then it became known it was an SUV. And the local hospital in El Centro, that they put out some numbers that were a little bit higher than where they are right now. But we're looking at 13 dead right now. 25 people inside of the Ford Expedition just packed in there. And hard to believe that they could get 25 in there. That apparently the Expedition pulling out in front of that big rig, the gravel hauler, and then it went into its side. This is an update we got a few minutes ago from the CHP on scene.
The age ranges are 16 to 55 for the injured and 20 to 55 for those that passed away. Obviously, that vehicle is not meant for that many people. It's unfortunate that that number of people were put into that vehicle because there's not enough safety restraints to safely keep those people within the vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, you think 25 people in an expedition. Originally, it was thought it was 27, but now 25. And so there are a bunch of people who are injured. They are at a number of different hospitals in Imperial County. This happening in Holt, which is right outside of El Centro. And the way it looks right now is that the big rig was going northbound on Highway 115. The Ford was going westbound on what's called Norrish Road. And there was a stop sign. Neither didn't stop at that stop sign or did stop and then pulled out right in front of the big rig. And then the big rig went into the side of it. But at this point, we don't know. Was it human smuggling? Was it agriculture workers heading from one job site to another, going to their first job site in the morning? CBP is going to be playing a role in this, as is the Mexican consulate now.
We are working with the Mexican consulate to determine exactly who was in the vehicle and make sure we notify the next of kin.
Yeah, CHP saying at this point they just don't know. Unfortunately, everybody who is inside is either badly injured or dead right now, and so they're trying to figure out, based on what they find inside of the SUV and other information that they get, exactly what they were doing at around 6 o'clock this morning, 6:15, why so many people were in that SUV.
Anything from the driver of the truck?
No, the driver of the truck has moderate injuries. There have been some reports minor. Now they're saying moderate. He's doing okay. He was the only one on board the truck. And sounds like he's not going to have a whole lot to add, except that this maroon SUV, the older Expedition, that it pulled out in front of him, and that it appears he slammed on the brakes because he's got two two gravel containers behind him, and they jackknifed. So it looks like he hit the brakes and they came swinging forward, but he couldn't stop in time, and then he went right into them. And by the way, it's also been asked, could this have been a chase, a CBP chase and Border Patrol chase? And they're saying, no, not at all.
This was not a Border Patrol pursuit. This is not associated with any allied agencies. We're not sure exactly what caused the collision, but there was no law enforcement involved with this incident.
So right now, as we're talking, the major accident investigation team, the MATE teams of the CHP, they're on scene along with the coroner. And a lot of people were ejected in this thing. The truck is still into the side of the SUV, and they're beginning the investigation. The speed limit is 65 on Highway 115, but for a big rig, 55. And so they've got to figure out, was it speeding? I mean, it seems like at this point it was not the truck driver's fault, but they have to figure it out. Was he speeding? What was his speed at? They'll do all kinds of calculations based on skid marks and everything else. They're doing all of that right now. They've got their orange spray paint out. They're measuring things. They're trying to figure out, one, how this happened, but two, why so many people were in that SUV.
And if this was human smuggling, I mean, if these guys did come across, these people did come across the border, it would be hard to imagine you'd be able to get just a normal old Ford Expedition with 25 people in it through a border checkpoint. And I don't know enough about the area down there between Calexico and Mexicali if there would be an opportunity for them to come across the border without going through a normal checkpoint.
Yeah, if there's somewhere else that's opened up, I don't know. And it seems like that you're right. If CBP knew of a place like that where you could get an expedition through, that would be something that they would shut down pretty quickly. And it would be tough to sneak across to hide 25 people unless they came across and then were met on the U.S. side by the SUV that then the coyotes were more inland and then travel that area. But if they weren't being chased, there's no telling. You know, we've had a lot of people today telling us in that area that you will have agricultural workers jump into vehicles where way too many people are in them heading out to do their work for the day. And this would have been around that time. So it may end up being something more down that road. We've got other indications that it might be something else. We don't know. CBP was there at the news conference and they was asked why. And the answer was, well, they're helping us with Spanish translation. I think there's probably more to it than helping the CHP translate, but they are there on scene and they'll be the ones that will lead that aspect of it if there was something cross-border going on that wasn't on the up and up. But right now, they say they don't know.
Alex Stone, excellent job. Appreciate it.
You got it. Later, guys.
Alex Stone again with the latest. The looks like 13 dead in this accident where 25 people were in one Ford SUV that got hit by a truck earlier this morning.
Well, as of next Wednesday, it looks like Texas is going to open up 100% a week after the state got screwed over by its love of deregulation. It says, you know what? Screw government overreach. There is an order, or the order by the governor, I guess I should say, does allow county judges to reinstate antivirus rules, mask rules, things like that, should hospitalizations surge. But they like the way the numbers are trending, and they're going to roll the dice on this thing.
Gary and Shannon will continue in just a moment.
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up after Layla's news at the bottom of the hour, Neil Saavedra, our Fork reporter, will join us for Tasty Tuesday. I'm going to ask him about this Reese's controversy. It's kind of made me upset today.
No, you seem very... I didn't realize that you had such feelings about excess peanut butter.
You know, it's not like it's Guantanamo Bay. It's not like I'm going to be strapped down and people are going to be feeding me chocolateless Reese's peanut butter cups. I can choose not to eat them. I can eat the original. So I don't know why it's bothering me so much.
Hey, you know what we forgot to mention? Yesterday, of course, we did the introduction that our new producer for the Gary and Shannon Show, his name is Mondo, you know him.
Yes. But
also last night, he was awarded Employee of the Month.
Oh my goodness, how did we not spend enough time on this? Great job. What were some of the things people said about you?
One person said, duh.
Well, yeah.
Which I thought was nice.
One person said he's just a cool guy, which I didn't know like that could get you to be Employee of the Month.
Yeah, who knew?
You know, just being a cool guy.
The other one was, we're running out of employees.
Well.
That's not what they said.
No, it's well-deserved.
It has been a rough couple of days for Mondo, though, hasn't it?
No.
Oh.
I feel like you've been unfairly hard on Mondo. I think he's done a bang-up job.
And I realized that...
This is how you get the reputation.
This is our first trans employee that we've had on the show.
Trans?
Yeah.
Transplant.
That's not how you say it?
No. I think you say the full word.
Transplant. You say transplant?
Yes. I believe so.
Do you know about Gary's reputation in the building?
About leaving the gifts
one
in the...
I'm apparently living up to right now?
Oh, that one.
So you do know about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a trans reputation. It travels from show to show.
I see what you're saying.
I just think that now is the right time for us to do reputation rehab because nobody's in the building. Okay. So we can teach you how to be like people call Mondo, a cool guy.
Right. You think people will say that about me?
Yeah.
Maybe I just need to hang around Mondo more.
Yeah, when we're done with you. Got a little
done with my rehab?
Boot camp.
I see.
Yeah, it may take a while.
You guys, the March Madness baby animal bracket has been born.
Reborn. Yes. The past winners in 2017, the baby hedgehoglet.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a word?
Everyone loves a hedgehog.
2018, baby goat was the champion.
Shocking.
In 2019, the baby skunk.
Those are two surprises
they
for
were.
Me.
Yeah, it's like University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Where'd you come from?
I thought that we had a giraffe in there because of that broad April. Remember April, the giraffe who was banging around with all those other giraffes?
Well, that was the thing is that was a surprise that the giraffe lost.
Yeah, to the skunk? Was it 2019? Let me look at when April... outputted her last kid.
Last year, obviously, we couldn't do a baby animal bracket because people would have had our heads, even though we wanted to try to take people's minds off of the impending doom that was coming. So this year, who knows? Who knows who is going to be the winner of our March Madness baby animal bracket? Can we even say March Madness if we say baby animal bracket? Or do we have to say March baby animal bracket madness just to avoid the copyright infringement?
She's got five kids.
April does?
Born in 2002. Five kids.
I think they call baby giraffes puppies.
Is that right?
Nope. Greg Abbott, he's the governor of the great state of Texas.
Too many Texans have been sidelined from employment opportunities. Too many small business owners have struggled to pay their bills. This must end.
Now, I'm not saying he was the last governor to institute a statewide mask mandate, but he did wait until July. And I'm not saying he's the first to do away with it, but Governor Abbott of Texas says on Wednesday, you will not be required to wear a face mask in public, and all businesses, as long as they so choose, can open at full capacity in the state of Texas starting next week. He said Texans have mastered their habits to keep from getting COVID at this restaurant in Lubbock before this crowd on I didn't realize today was Texas Independence Day. He also pointed out the fact that by next Wednesday, they say that 7 million shots will have been put into people's arms in Texas.
Shots.
Everybody who wants to work should have that opportunity. Every business that wants to be open should be open.
Now, he, as the governor, can say that, but also, like you said, could allowed counties within Texas to carve out what they do in their individual counties. For example, the Dallas County Health and Human Services Director, Phil Wong, says that he thinks it's premature. It's still too early. He said, we'd all love to get back to normal, but it is not the time to relax. A commissioner, a Democrat from West Dallas, says if the governor lifts restrictions, it's going to be even more confusing because of the mixed messages now that could send COVID cases soaring back way up compared to the way they've been in the last several weeks, which is a steep, steep decline. North Texas counties have been going down, but they are still seeing a high number of deaths there. The lagging indicator hasn't caught up yet. In Monday, Dallas County, for example, reported 750 coronavirus cases, 42 more deaths. Tarrant County reported 395 cases and 10 deaths. So, again, this is expected to be Wednesday that the governor of Texas makes it official. There will be no statewide mask mandate, And as far as the state is concerned, all businesses could open at full capacity.
We will see what happens. Neil Saavedra, speaking of see what happens, you never know what's going to happen with Neil. A lot of this.
There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Just all kinds of stuff. Our Tasty Tuesday segment is coming up next. Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Mentioned earlier, the LAPD tweeted that Chief Michael Moore is in the hospital. Apparently wasn't feeling well last night, drove himself to the hospital, was admitted for testing and observation. And on the department this morning, all they said was that the chief is in great spirits, but that they would not be commenting any further. They weren't going to get into specifics to respect the chief's privacy. Big story out of Imperial County today, way in the corner of the state, now near El Centro. As many as 13 people killed in a crash between an SUV loaded with more than two dozen people, T-boned by a big rig or in an accident somehow with a big rig that was apparently carrying gravel. Highway 115 had to be closed in both directions down near Holtville, and it continues to be closed. That accident took place at about 6:15 this morning. But the great news was that Merck is going to help make Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine. So they're going to get out millions of doses. I also want to play this for you very quickly. I mentioned we were talking about how Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, announced today that on Wednesday, next Wednesday, I believe it's next Wednesday, they will, in fact, drop all mask mandates. And they will open all businesses at full capacity starting next week.
Go ahead.
I was going to say Gavin Newsom had a response to it.
Yeah, go for it.
Look, this is the most critical moment in this pandemic. If we want to quickly open our schools, quickly open our businesses, we've got to be mindful. We've got to hold the line. We can still make modifications. We can get our kids back in school. We can start reopening businesses. But mask wearing is foundational in order to safely do that and get our economy roaring again.
Okay. Nobody's doing anything quickly, I'll say that.
We've got two TVs here in the studio. One's on KTLA, so we can follow the local news. And the other appears to be on an episode of The Waltons.
Is that what that is? Huh.
Well, I saw a woman in a bonnet.
Yeah.
And I saw in the closed caption, her name was Cora Beth, and she was talking to a Roger. So I Googled Roger and Cora Beth, having never watched an episode of The Waltons in my life, and found that those are characters in a show called The Waltons.
You nailed it. It was The Waltons.
Waltons.
Lucky us.
When did that run? Was I born yet?
No. I think it probably ended by the time you were born.
Hey, Mondo.
Yeah, Shannon.
What do I say to my bananas before I leave the house?
I don't know. What do you say?
I'm going, bananas. Get it?
Because he's wearing a banana shirt today.
Yeah.
I got a split.
Banana jokes for days.
Let me teach you how to eat. Neil Saavedra, host of The Fork Report, has joined us.
Mondo's been really peeling out today in terms of...
Correct would have been the sheriff wasn't peeling well.
You mean the police chief?
Police chief wasn't peeling well, sorry.
What? One of these jokes, you guys?
Effing you, all of you.
One of these jokes on the food joke, brilliant site I go to, put out by Mensa. One of them is, why shouldn't you shop at the Banana Republic? And the answer is because the employees look like a bunch of D's. It's just like randomly in with all the banana humor. It's just a shot at Banana Republic.
Yeah. No, every once in a while you come across one like that. And it's like so literal and perfect.
Yeah. And some of them are really dirty, like dark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like darkly dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
everybody.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Good. What are you wearing today?
Oh, boy.
Mickey Mouse shirt and Nike sweats.
Cool.
And some Adidas slip-on shoes. Yep. Not even slippers.
Don't you just want to give Neil a hug?
No.
When I hear him talk, I just want to give him a hug. And he has his Mickey Mouse shirt on.
Hold on a second. Getting keys, getting in the car. I'll see you. On my way. I will take that hug. I will take it.
He's the best.
I need affection.
Well, let me play for you a commercial from 1981.
You got your chocolate and my peanut butter.
Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Real milk chocolate, delicious peanut butter.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
And Reese's Crunchy Peanut Butter Cups topped with chopped peanuts.
Okay, now that's the commercial just to give you the background. They're both wearing Walkmans. And Jacob, a Walkman is like an iPod. But what they were wearing then, she took the plug out of her Walkman and plugged it into his auxiliary jack so they could rock out together.
Because he put his chocolate and her jar of peanut butter, and then she, because of women's liberation, took her cord and said, I'm putting it in your Walkman.
Yeah, all those things are illegal now.
Yes, no kidding.
You couldn't, that's an assault, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not, you two great taste great together. That's like, are you kidding me? I am canceling your ass, your family, and your dog.
Do you remember that move, though, of like, oh, this is a really good song, you should hear it, and then give me your headphones, and, you know.
Yeah, that was in a movie. A movie that did that made that super popular, and I can't remember, one of the John Hughes films,
I think,
they shared they gave one of the earbuds to a partner or something to hear the song, or something weird like that. And Jacob, those old iPods we called Walkman, they held sometimes up to 12 songs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's only a little bit.
You had to flip it halfway through.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had to flip the tape.
Yeah. So.
Well, this Reese's Peanut Butter Cups thing, next month, Hershey's has announced they're going to roll out a version of their Reese's Peanut Butter Cups that is nothing but peanut butter.
Well, this actually finally lends itself to the name. It is now a peanut butter cup. Before, it was a peanut butter and chocolate cup.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So they're just,
which was misbranded. Like, this is actually the proper branding. So what they've done is they've
It's bologna is what it is.
Well, no, that would be interesting. You got your bologna in my peanut butter. Get out of here, freak. Bye, bananas. So in this case, you've got the outer shell.
It's I'm going bananas. Buy bananas doesn't work.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, it does. Well, what if they liked other bananas, like of different sexes?
What happened? What happened?
What's your name?
Where did that? Can you guys hear that music in my head too?
Oh, good. I'm sorry. I hear that every time I walk around my house. So I didn't know you guys were here, because that's how I get through my day, ladies. So this has the peanut butter outer shell and the peanut butter on the inside. Of course, it's probably like a ganache of some kind that they make it peanut buttery on the outside. So weirdly, you couldn't do a commercial for this. But you got your peanut butter and my peanut butter, for one. And then somebody go, I'm allergic to peanuts, and then I'm going to sue you and whatever. But this is going to be limited. They're starting very, very soon, and it will be short.
Yeah, they say limited time. It's going to be in April.
You're going to hold on to them for a little bit, be very, very excited for a very small amount of time, and then it will be.
Who asked to take the chocolate out?
What's weird is they did this twice before. I mean, they've done this these last couple of years, but the limited run included some chocolate. They've never done an all peanut butter butter.
Because it's better with chocolate.
They did an inverted one, I think, once. They did a couple things. But I'm going to turn you guys on to a hot tip. Okay.
Hot tip.
You ready?
Hot tips. Love them.
Boyer, an old candy company, makes a butterscotch smoothie peanut butter cup with butterscotch on the outside and peanut butter on the inside. And it is mind-blowingly good.
I don't enjoy butterscotch.
Everybody else listening with a normal palate and that doesn't talk to their produce.
Whose tongue hasn't been ruined by cigarettes and Chardonnay.
Butterscotch smoothie, bananas. They are an interesting... There are some butterscotch flavors. Like, I'm not... butterscotch pudding doesn't do it for me, so I feel you there, Shannon. But I'm saying, in this concoction, pow.
You need a moment? We'll take a break. How about that? You can collect yourself.
Pot up the music.
Gary and Shannon will continue.
Oh, yeah.
My.
Uh-huh. Butterscotch. Smoothie.
Kids. You know what I mean?
One way to put it. See the haircut on that kid, too?
I like his haircut. You guys are rough.
Just saying.
Boys can be so cruel to each other.
Hello. Nice to meet you. God. Neil Saavedra, host of The Fork Report, has joined us because he does every Tasty Tuesday. Feel like it's every feel like Tuesdays bring on a new meaning when Neil's with us.
Yes, they do.
Even if he doesn't actually exist in human form anymore.
Do we know if
he just exists
done?
In our brain?
Do we know if he's done with the butterscotch?
You don't want him talking about butterscotch anymore?
No. Let's turn the page.
Well, Neil, let's talk about some of your favorite candies that have changed over
so
the years.
Your voice, your face.
Ooh.
See, boys, they're so cruel.
You said cruel to each other. He was being cruel to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, dummy. Let's all turn on each other. Like, it's like Twilight Zone. We've all been doing this crap. You know, I do get to my shot soon. And one day, trust me, I'm going to be in there and I'm going to saunter in with Jacob's music playing behind on a Tuesday. Sit my sweet ass down and do Tasty Tuesday face to face.
Are you going to be wearing a giant leather duster? Because for some reason in my head, I just pictured you in a giant leather duster.
What's a leather duster?
And you just flip out the tails on that thing before you sit down at a...
Think of like a kind of a tough modern cowboy jacket. It's like a long... It's usually to
looks like
hide
gangster.
A couple of shotguns.
Yeah, I was going to say it looks like a gangster from the 70s.
Yeah, you kind of
you
hold your shotguns at the side there on the inside.
I don't think you should wear a leather duster.
Oh, I would get stopped immediately.
Before you got into the building, you would? Or
we got an APB out on some freak in a Mickey shirt,
flip-on
shoes, and a duster.
Remember when John Cobalt asked you if you've been to prison?
Not only that, he asked me if I killed someone. He goes, you've murdered someone before.
Oh,
said no,
not yet.
Yeah, days early. Why don't you get that door, son?
Somebody just jumped to the top of the list.
Why don't you go lock that door?
What candy from your youth do you guys miss?
Man, you guys were talking about it. Was it
Choco Tacos?
No, yes, but the Chico Sticks.
Which
is a naked Butterfinger. It's a naked Butterfinger is what it is.
We used to get those at the baseball at the Little League Park. They were like a nickel a piece, or you could get 15 cents if you returned a foul ball. You could take it to the snack bar and they give you 15 cents worth of whatever.
That's cool.
And you could work up a tab enough to get a hot dog or something like that.
I think every candy's still around. I mean, the Neckos,
I love the root beer Necco wafers.
But the root beer candies were good. But I think most of that stuff, bottle caps, you remember those?
Yeah, bottle caps? Sure. Bottle caps are one of my favorite. In fact, most of those Willy Wonka candies were so tart and sugary that those quickly became my favorite. And still to this day, if I go, there's only a couple of places that you can find those bottle caps, even though they're the tiny version now compared to the giant ones they used to have.
Yeah, so there's... But my all-time, my Cracky McCrack was, my dad would bring it home to us. He was a display designer back when big stores hired artists to do displays and stuff. And it was for Sears. And they had the candy section back then. If you remember, they had the, like an old school candy with it all in the, you know, jars and stuff like that, and they'd scoop it into bags and weigh it and all that thing type thing. Well, I'm a sucker for chocolate covered honeycomb.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd bring that stuff home, and my wife does to this day. Tracy will, when she comes across it, she brings it home, and that stuff is like crazy. And I've made it before at home. You can actually make the honeycomb at home, and it is the craziest freaking science project you've ever seen. It's like the foam, insulated foam that you spray in corners and it just expands.
Yeah.
You do that, but on your stovetop, and it does not look like it's going to stop. You have to use a pot so big, you're going, there's no way this is going to, and it fills up, and you like have seconds to take it out of there, put it on a sheet pan before it hardens. Then you break it up and you dip it in chocolate. But it's crazy fun to make, but it is super science. Things are going to explode, Mentos and soda pop type craziness ensuing. But that's my, like, I'll follow you anywhere if someone has that.
Chocolate covered honeycomb.
Yeah. Come on now.
Seems really specific.
It does.
She was looking for a brand named candy. She didn't want you to go into the story about
how your dad. I'm trying to think.
Andrew McCarthy from Mannequin.
Talk about a weird ass pull. Oh my God.
Well, you
God.
Said he made displays for back when the stores used to make big displays. And that's all, like, I could think of. Was
what,
like,
a weird ass pull.
Oh, so why Kim Cattrall would come to Christmas at the Saavedra house?
You can actually get it on Amazon, chocolate covered.
There is something, and I'm trying to think what it's called. There is a brand for it that is similar. It comes in a bar, I think a purple package.
Ooh.
And it might be European.
Huh. There's Bonds of London, chocolate honeycomb. That's what you can get on.
That
it.
May be it.
There's Crunchy.
Crunchies? Is that a brand name, Mondo?
That's a brand.
Oh, SpongeCandy.com.
Like Abba Zabba's?
Nah.
You guys remember?
I never liked Abba Zabba's.
The Marathon Bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 14 inches long or something?
Probably it was about 4 inches long, but we were tiny at the time, so it looked like it was
but
bigger.
Didn't it have a ruler on the back?
I don't remember the ruler. Red.
I thought it had a ruler on the back so you could see how long it was, and I thought it was at least 12 inches.
Hello? I don't know what to say to that. I feel like there's, it is on.
All right.
It's on.
John
trust
and
me.
Ken's
don't
show.
Worry about it. You're going to hear it again on Suits' show.
I hear the boss
show.
Coming down the hall.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to go. Neil, we appreciate it as always.
What are you guys talking about?
All righty.
Who was that?
John. We'll see you next time.
Deborah's a vegan.
John and Ken show is going up next. See you tomorrow. Stay dry, everybody.
Blessings.
One thing for sure, the American people lost. Because that was horrific.
Gary and Shannon.
You use some high-minded language. I'm just going to say it like it is. That was a show.